everybody. This is your pal Tone back on the podcast, and we've got a very special guest. It is our friend Danielle from Keeping It Real. Danielle, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much.
Where are you calling us from, Danielle?
Presently I am on my couch. Actually, not my couch, my parents' couch in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. It's very humid here, but also very pretty.
Yeah.
It's different.
Really?
California.
Different in what way? The leaves are changing?
What?
The leaves are changing colors?
No, it's July.
By the way, I know.
It's really nice here. It's just too humid. There are bugs. Oh, I miss California right now.
Oh, there's bugs there?
Yeah, lots of bugs.
Mosquitoes? Lightning bugs?
Yeah, there are lightning bugs.
Nice.
Yeah, we like the lightning bugs.
Yeah.
The mosquitoes are like a dime a dozen, you know what I mean? The lightning bugs, not so much.
Right. Right. So you're, you put the off repellent on your lovely body there?
No, that smells like shit.
Who cares what it smells like?
Well, I mean, when you're trying to pick up men, I do.
Just wear a short dress and, you know, don't they smell like off too?
No. I'm not gonna wear a short dress. It looks like disgusting.
Oh, please.
No, please yourself.
I was about to please myself before you called.
I can only imagine. I saw the worst movie I think I've ever seen tonight.
Wedding Crashers?
No, I love that movie.
I hear it's really, really good.
Oh my god, I was dying.
What movie did you see that was bad?
Me, You, and Everyone We Know.
Is that kind of an old movie?
No.
It's new?
Yeah, so bad. I really like fucked up movies, you know?
Yeah.
I like dark movies. I like weird movies, you know?
I guess I'm thinking about the really mean one with the chick from John Malkovich's Head.
Catherine Keener?
Yeah.
Love her.
She was in a movie... is it called All of Our Friends, or where she...
Yeah, I like that movie.
Yeah, what was that called? I can't remember.
She was in a movie called All of Our Friends, but I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, she was really mean to the dude from Dodgeball. I'm trying to speak away from the phone so that our levels are kind of even. It's not like...
Should I talk away from the phone?
No, you should be as loud as you normally are.
I know, I am loud.
Which is nice. Loud. So anyhow, you were in back east.
Back east. I had surgery.
Yes. You don't want to go into detail about that, do you? Do you?
I don't care.
Really? God bless you, Danielle.
Well, I mean, things are all kind of related.
This is one reason why I'm madly in love with you, and I wish you were a different astrological sign. Because
I love my astrological sign.
Well, yeah, but if we were more compatible, I would be all up in you right now. And
but we're compatible on so many levels.
We are, which is really weird, yeah. Because I guess on the books we're not supposed to be. But anyhow, one reason that I do love you so much and I'm happy that we're friends is because you're incredibly honest and incredibly open, and there's not a topic that you and I won't discuss privately, and now it looks like there's nothing that you won't discuss publicly. And I think
yeah,
that's right.
I'm not, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not afraid of that.
And you shouldn't be ashamed of the reason why you're having surgery back east.
No, not at all. These things happen.
And I
had that. It worked out all right.
And I understand that it is something that, like, 1 in 3 women have to go through.
Well, I think that, like, if...
Well, first of all,
out, yeah.
Discuss what the procedure is and what's the disease or whatever you want to... whatever
they
call it.
Well, they just discovered a tumor in my uterus, and they had to...
Hold on. Wait. Men all around the world are imagining your area right now, so give them a second.
It's a lovely area.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it's the magic.
Sit down.
What?
You're speaking to the choir, baby. Okay, so let's be serious once again. there's a tumor down there, and about how big is the tumor, or was the tumor?
Oh, my God. It took up my entire uterus, so I guess, like...
It did?
Yeah.
But they removed
it. Seeing the doctor's face when he saw it.
Get out of here.
Yeah, his jaw dropped.
That's because you had to push your penis away.
No, I don't think so. A little 57-year-old Asian man, I doubt it.
I'm just kidding. So wait a second. No, this tumor is not as big as your entire uterus.
It was. It's gone now.
Really?
I have pictures.
Well, how big is a uterus, though?
I mean, it's not like... It carries a baby. It stretches.
And that's how big your tumor was?
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't stretched out like a 9-month pregnant woman, but it was as big as, you know.
Like an apple? As big as an apple?
Bigger.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Whoa. Did it hurt?
It was fucked up.
Did it hurt?
I was bleeding nonstop for 6 months, and I had terrible cramps.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, and mind you, I gave up drugs cold turkey during all of this.
Man. So when you were bleeding, did you have any idea why you were?
Well, I obviously knew something was wrong, but it was like, at first I didn't, and then, like, I went to the doctor, and they just put me back on the birth control pill to, like, regulate things, and that wasn't working. And, like, I know my body, so I knew something was wrong.
Right.
I know. I just never, you know, had, like, abnormal periods or anything, so I knew something was wrong, and things weren't getting solved, and so finally they took an ultrasound, and they saw something there, and then yada, 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 and then that's how it happened.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So...
I was pretty, like, nervous, you know, like, all last week, and, you know, things were kind of, like, off for me, you know, but this week... I feel like I'm finally getting back to myself. You know what I mean?
Right.
I was really stressed out, and I just gained probably like 10 pounds. I think I was like nervously eating. And
well, it looks like it's
eating all the time, and so I was like anemic. I became anemic, which I still am. And
well, it sounds like you probably...
You know what that means? I just need to eat a lot more meat.
Good for you, baby, yeah. Now, it sounds like you removed about 10 pounds, though, too, if it's that big. No. When did you first discover that it was as big as it was?
Well, I didn't discover anything.
Well, but...
When I was in last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday, the doctor said, holy macaroni.
Yeah.
Man.
Because, like, they had to take a different picture of the uterus to see, like, I don't know. It's complicated. They just have to come in at it at a different angle, and then they can get a better idea of what exactly is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So when they did that particular ultrasound, they found what he thought was a polyp, and it turned out to be a fibroid, and it's benign.
Wow.
But that's what was called causing, you know, pain and just discomfort and the bleeding.
How soon after you first went to the doctor and you changed your pill that you went back to the doctor again and said, dude, I'm still having issues?
Probably like a couple of months.
Wow.
Because you have to wait until the pill kicks in.
Right.
I was going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Because like the other thing that kind of complicated matters was that they put me on a different pill.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the whole time I was like, well, I don't want to try a different pill. Like, I was on the same pill for, like, 7 years, and that worked out fine for me, so it just put me back on that.
Right.
But, you know, the powers that be, just, you know.
So now, in retrospect, should you have asked for an ultrasound that first time? I mean, hindsight's 20/20, but how do we...
How would I know? I'm not the doctor.
I know, but the reason that we're discussing this isn't to be exhibitionist. It's to help women and men who have, you know, wives, sisters, moms who might be going through this.
Well, the only thing I can say to all of that is that, you know, you as an individual, me as an individual, know our bodies better than anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just a vigilant person in general, you know. I'm just really in tune with my surroundings and people, and myself, and so I know my body, you know, and if some people are really in tune with that, and some people aren't, but I think as you get older, you need to pay attention to your health.
And trust yourself. If your doctor says one thing and it's just not happening, trust yourself that the doctor
that you're not crazy, because believe you me, you know, this whole time, I'm always trying to convince myself that I'm not crazy, but I'm not crazy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's no.
Like a double negative, and it is.
I've been telling you since day one that you're not crazy.
I know, but I'm always, like, thinking that I'm crazy when I'm not crazy. So, like, for example, like, when I first found out I was going to get surgery, you know, my parents were like, you know, my dad's a doctor, so they were like, well, why don't you just come home, and, you know, we'll get it done here, wham, bam, and in California, I was going to have to wait, like, just at least, like, 2 months just to get this fancy ultrasound.
Man.
And then, like, another month for the surgery. And, like, that would be, like, what, 8 or 9 months that I was bleeding straight. And so I decided to, like, come home and get the surgery. But it took me, like, a while to come to that decision, because at first I thought, oh, my God, am I being dramatic? Am I being ridiculous? Are people going to make fun of me, you know? What people? Like, I have any friends, you know? But are people going to think I'm, you know, being stupid and foolish? But in retrospect, coming home was, like, the best decision I made, because I had everything done in 2 days.
Right.
Which would have taken, like, 3 months in San Diego.
And that's because your dad's got connections at the hospital?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you get treated real good, you get a better anesthesiologist.
Really?
I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm, like, on lying down in, like, the operating room, and I'm starting to feel, like, really fucked up, you know? And I'm like, holy shit. But, like, no one told me that they were, like, you know, knocking me out already. So, you know, I just was like, oh, my God, you know, it's like withdrawals or, like, acid flashbacks or, like, something weird is happening, you know. And I'm like, excuse me, but something really weird is happening. They're like, oh, yeah, I know, it's just giving you a little warm-up cocktail. I'm like, oh, likey-like a cocktail. Put a little narcotics in there.
So again, now you're going right back up another alley that we love, drugs. So
drugs, yeah.
Please explain how you didn't know that you were on drugs. Did they just give you something to drink and you just thought it was water or what?
No, you have an IV. You have a catheter.
Oh, and so this thing is inside of you, and you didn't know that that's what that was
like, you know, a weird feeling?
Yeah. You didn't know that that was drugs? You just thought that that was, what, sugar water or something?
No, I just they didn't tell you. I didn't know when it was going to start.
Right.
And then they just, like, put it in, and then all of a sudden you don't remember anything. It's like you're dead, and then you wake up. It's the strangest thing, being knocked out with anesthesia.
Yeah.
It really is. You die because you don't remember anything. You don't remember, you know, going. You just remember, like, I remember just saying, oh, you didn't tell me you were giving me drugs yet.
They didn't have you count backwards or anything like that?
No. I was like, okay, Danielle, you're going to feel a little lightheaded now.
Right.
You know, it was just like, bam, I'm out.
Nice.
You know,
no twilight period where you have, like, a trippy little good high feeling or anything like that?
No.
Damn it.
No.
When I was given
seconds, and there's also no, like, post-op where you have, like, your own personal little IV injecting morphine in you, which is like everyone's wet dream in the hospital. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Some guy like 2 beds down from me has that.
Oh, really?
Little bastard. I'm like, well, what happened to that guy? Why does he get a little, you know?
Yeah, who the hell does that guy know?
Candy IV.
With the button.
I'm like, yeah, I'll have it. He's having, please.
Yeah. Okay, so they performed the operation, the procedure, the surgery, however they want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And did it hurt afterwards? Did you feel sore? Did somebody kiss your owie?
No.
Did they give you a lollipop after?
No, I had some apple juice.
Nice.
So, I mean, maybe some slight cramping, and I was still bleeding.
Oh, man.
Just, like, today is when I'm finally, like, you know.
You're okay today. You're closer to 100% today than ever before.
Totally.
Now, when you...
I feel a lot better all around.
good. That's so good to hear.
Yeah, it really is. It was taking a lot out of me, having this, like, thing inside me because, like, I was losing a lot of blood. I was just tired all the time, and, like, everything was, like, weird. Like, I just knew something was wrong, you know? So, therefore, it makes, like, almost everything wrong.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
No, and I think you enunciated it pretty well. You knew something was wrong, but because you didn't know exactly what it was, you just kept thinking it was you.
Yeah, and it just affects so many different things in life. Like, you know, the simple things, like wanting to go out with your friends becomes like, you know, oh my God, I have to, you know, be careful. I can't wear white pants, or I have to make sure I have enough supplies, or I'm in pain, I can't go out. You know, it's just like constantly like, you know, you're at a, trying to watch a movie with someone, but you're in pain, and it's
right.
Like, it sucks.
And, sadly, ironically, you had just stopped your recreational use of painkillers.
Yeah, my 3-year recreational use.
Yeah.
4 years.
So now your ass is in the wind, and you're just kind of out there alone with this pain that you can't even...
That's my ass. Although it is a sweet ass.
It sure is.
I'm just joking.
I got pictures that I can't wait to show the internet. Okay, so when you say that you're bleeding, when you're bleeding down there, it, like as if it was that time of the month, so you had to wear like tampons and stuff like that to prevent it if you went out?
Every hour had to change the tampons.
Oh my God, what a nightmare.
Cool.
What a nightmare.
It was a nightmare for 6 months.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Terrible. I was miserable.
Huh. Little did I know.
I know, and then that, like, makes me depressed. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. The cycle just feeds on itself.
Everything is connected.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Indian philosophy, like the circle.
So now that it's over, because it's over now, right?
Yeah.
It's out. This bad thing is out, and it's not coming back, right? Nothing else is going to come back?
No, I mean, maybe it could, but I mean, it's not gonna.
But you'll be able to identify it now. You'll be able to say, hey,
okay.
I have a history of this. Mm-hmm. It's not my pill. Oh, by the way, are you going back to your original formula?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And so if it ever happens again, you will know exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in summary, of what is your advice to the women out there?
Take care of your body.
Get regular checkups.
Yes.
Definitely have them. Now, is this something that a gynecologist normally checks women in their regular?
Well, it's so
common. Because it's so common, is it a normal checkup?
Yeah, I don't think you can check for it like that, no.
You have to have a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to notice that there's an irregularity,
yeah.
Right. And so you
see.
You say, Doc, help me out, man.
Mm-hmm.
My cooch is dripping.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to, you know, you have to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Simple. Things are a lot more simple than we think they are sometimes. Sometimes.
Right. Okay. Any extra words about this situation? Because what I'm going to do if we're done...
Glad it's over.
Yeah, well, we are too. So hold on here. Let me stop this section.